With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Biden in France for the 80th anniversary of the D-Day ceremonies and will join other world leaders to commemorate the invasion that helped bring about an end to World War II. Also on hand, several hundred Americans, combat vets, who are now in their late 90s, some are even beyond 100. Battle lines are drawn in Montana, a key state. Republicans hope to flip in their bid to reclaim the Senate majority.
Businessman Tim Sheehy has won the Republican primary. He'll face off with rare red state Democrat incumbent John Tester. He also won his primary on Tuesday. Republicans hoping to improve their numbers in the upper chamber consider Tester vulnerable. He remains the only Democrat holding statewide office in Montana, and Joe Biden lost to Donald Trump there in 2020. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, federal prosecutors in Hunter Biden's gun trial pressing to show jurors the depth of his drug problems.
Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, cross-examined Erica Jensen, an FBI agent assigned to the case. Earlier in the day, Lowell pointed out several liquor store purchases by Hunter in October 2018. Lowell has suggested that references in Hunter Biden's book to relapsing refer to alcohol abuse, not drug use. Lowell also asked Jensen about text message exchanges that prosecutors say show evidence of Biden's drug use. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Stanford University says 13 people arrested today when law enforcement removed pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had occupied a building that houses the university president and provost offices. Near Chicago, a 77-year-old man has been killed in a house explosion. Lake County Sheriff's Department says two other homes nearby were badly damaged. This is SRN News. Louisiana could soon require displaying the Ten Commandments in every single public school classroom.
The legislation received final approval from the state's GOP-dominated legislature, and if enacted, would make Louisiana the first state with such a requirement. It mandates that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments in large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms, from kindergarten to state-funded universities. Similar bills have been proposed in other states, but none have passed. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Pakistan's army has promoted the first Christian woman to brigadier general. Prime Minister congratulating Helen Mary Roberts, praising her hard work and dedication. Pakistan's Christian community is the second largest minority in the nation. Although minorities have equal rights under Pakistan's constitution, Christians often face heavy harassment. This is SRN News.
Wall Street barreled to all-time highs as its frenzy around artificial intelligence technology keeps sending stocks higher. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% to beat its record set 2 weeks ago. The NASDAQ composite rallied even more, 2%, to set its own all-time high. The Dow, which has less of an emphasis on tech, lagged the market with a gain of 0.2%. The Dow up 96 points today to close at 38,807. The NASDAQ gained 330 to 17,187. The S&P 500 added 62 points to 53.54. New York oil rose 82 cents today to $74.07 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.